and the Torah when the Torah is short.
But it's the Marv afterwards.
Downstairs.
Okay, so chose the topic rising like a lion, and I got a few comments. People thinking I'm talking about the Mivsa that had this operation episode in Eretz Yisrael. There was a Milchama there, 12 days of war, and they called it Hey Nam Kalavi Yakum episode. Anyway, I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about posting this week's Hedra. It says, Hey Nam Kalavi Yakum Uchari Yisnasa. To behold the people which arises like a lioness and raises itself like a lion. So what's Peshat, says Rashi, that the Kishain Oimdim Mishinosom Shachris, when they rise up in the morning for Shachris, he miskabrim kalovi ochari. They get up with a roar like a lion with a bren. Ah, you know, they get up in the morning. Moida ani lofanecha. What do they do? Lach toifes amitzvus, and a lion is with prowess, he jumps, he attacks. What does he do? Chaps mitzvahs. Little boy sitzes, likvois shema, laniach tefillin. The other geshu is no, first laniach tefillin, and then likvois shema. So, al kaponim, it seems to be that this is the minag. You get up in the morning, you jump around, ha ha, mitzvahs. Now, maybe it's fallen into a little bit of tamed the lion a little bit inside us. But I saw an interesting pesha in the Hamid Dava from the Netziv. He says, Hey Nam Kalovi Yokum. He says that the Ari is by nature is a gibor beteva. The lion itself is very strong, as we know. It says, but then it adds on, Ucha Ari Yisnasa, and like a lion it raises itself up. So first of all, a lion is strong, and then it's got this hisnasa, lifts itself up. So he says, Ari yesh loy teva hisnasus anefesh. That the lion has got an ability to roar, to get going, to motivate itself. So he says, and therefore it's called the Melech HaChayos, the king of the animal kingdom. Because not only is it strong itself, but it's got this ability to stand up for his covered, stand up, he's the Melech, so it elevates itself, pushes itself up. And it doesn't want to diminish its covered. And therefore, he says that it's significant, the brachos of Klal Yisrael, apart from the fact that they've got an ability of power, they've also got the ability of Ka'ari Yisnasa, to elevate themselves. It says, Yinosei nafshoi b'chovoid ha'mala kishenichnas l'mochama. Like the same as if a person has to motivate themselves if they go to battle. He has to, you know, they always speak to the soldiers, they give them a pep talk beforehand, or it's a morale booster. Reminds us, in school we had Dr. Levy, a maths teacher. And during the war, he was giving lectures. So he says, once he wrote on the chalkboard, his lecture is going to be morale. Morale means morality, like courage. Courage and morale. So he says, he wrote on morale, and he says, the lecture hall was full up. He says, why? Because they read it, more ale. That he's going to talk about more ale. more booze. So they all came running. He was talking about morale, you know, that to be strong. Morale. So this is, he says, he says, Kizev is a goyreim. We have these both abilities. Number one, we've got the power in ourselves, and then we've got the ability to raise ourselves up with a little bit more encouragement to get going in the morning. And then we hop around the Torah mitzvahs. There you go. So that's the Pasuk, Hei Nam Kalovi Yokum. And if you think, well, it's nice Rashi, Apostle, nice Peshat, but it's brought down, Shulchan Aruch, Simon Aleph, Sif Aleph, very first halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Yisgabe ka'avi la'amu baboy kalavoy despoiroy. He should rise himself up like a lion with a roar, not just to say, oh, I'm tired. No, to with the plan to get up and to do a walk for avoidance of body weight. So Mishnah Berurah writes that that's why a person has been created, like it says, Kol Anikra Bishmi Belichvoidi Barosiv, that everything in the world is created for Kavod Shemayim. So when we get out of bed in the morning and it's our duty to serve Hashem, we should do it with a bit of gusto, we should do it with a bit of energy. And he writes like this, V'yachshoy benafshoy, he should think to himself, put it in context. If he had to get himself up in the morning to go to the palace of a king, how much he'll make sure that he's up on time. He'll get up an hour so early, prepare himself, make sure he's all dressed nicely. So then, kol shekein, the kavachoyma, ben benoy shal kavachoyma, lifnei melech machay amlach makodesh baruch hu. How much more so a person when he realizes his duty is now to be called to the service of a kodesh baruch hu, kavachoyma, kavachoyma, to how much he's got to motivate himself to get up in the morning. Okay, so that's the halacha. Mishnah Berurah says this. It's a quote from Mishnah Berurah that we should try and get up with some energy. I remember seeing a story once from Rabbi Eliezer Lapian that he said the Bacha saw him and he looked very tired. And they asked him, is the Rebbe okay? Is the Rebbe tired? He says, yeah, I'm fine. He says, why? What's the matter? So he says, no. The first halach in Shulchan Aruch is Yisgaba Ka'avi Lama Ba'boika. So he says, I decided to get up even much earlier than normal to be Mekayim Yisgaba Ka'avi, because after Me'eva Esrim, I don't want to fall foul of the very first halacha. When they asked me, did he keep Shulchan Aruch? He wants to show, yeah, he did keep it. He got up early, right? He got up with a bread. So the shaila is, Rashi says, of course, what are we doing? We're putting on tzitzis, tefillin, and reading Kriyat Shema. That's a chelik of this Hein Am Kalav Yokum. And it says then, Lo Yishkav Ad Yoichal Teref, he's going to defeat his enemies. That by doing this, by saying Kriyat Shema with tefillin and talis, he defeats the enemies. So Rabbi Bolkin, Olav Shalom, he used to say, says, the Russians have got the atom bomb. The Americans have got the hydrogen bomb. But we've got the Dibata bomb. The real bomb is the Dibata bomb. The Rakoko Yaakov, when we daven, that's the main thing. The Tehillim, we say, is better than the Tilim they shoot in this guy. But the shal is, how far does it go to? So in Shulchan Aruch Siman Nun Ches, it says as follows. Zeman Kriya Shema Shal Shachris, Meshiyiris, Chavei Arogalimoy, Ketzas Brichuk, Abba Ames. It's very dark in the morning, the sun is not yet risen, so it's after daybreak, but before the sun has come up to make it bright. Slowly, slowly, the night goes away, and it gets slowly, slowly brighter and brighter. In fact, the Yerushalmi says in Brachas, there's a star called Ayelas HaShachar, the star in the morning, and as it gets illuminated in the morning, it gets stronger and stronger, more and more bright. And he says, Kach hu gulas Yisrael, kimo kimo. That's how the gula comes, slowly, slowly, but it gets slowly, intensity grows and grows and grows. So it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. The gula, it's like a snowball effect. Starts off very little and it rolls and rolls, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and then before you know it, boom, the Mashiach's here and the Beis Hamikdash, and we're all free from paying tax. No tax anymore, says the Rambam. Because they won't have a Shibud Golias. Shibud, he says, Olam Kamin Hogoy Noyeg, everything goes, you can still drive your flashy car, right, but you'll be going to a Shia all day, you go to Koilal all day. No need for taxes or anything like that. Avoid this Hashem the whole time. What could be better? This is what it's all about. So now the Shia is, from the earliest time when you can see your friend, that's what we call Mishiyake, and the time goes for 3 hours, not 4 hours, 3 hours, right? That's all how long you've got. Shuhu revia hayom, which is a quarter of the day. Or mitzvah min amuvcha likoisa kavasikin. The mitzvah is to say early, like vasikin, and it says there, mishaburos, chore godol ma'oid, if a person davens like vasikin. Right, so we're not necessarily on the level of vasikin. We've got to make sure we don't go after the Shalosh Shais. Now, it's very difficult, this Shalosh Shoyes. It's a big problem. So the 3 hours, you can only say Shema in the morning, Uva Kumecha, when it's the time of getting up in the morning. And the Gemara says that most people, they got up at the crack of dawn, and they'll go and work. They would go and work all day. But there were people who were unemployed, B'nai Malachim, or they were very wealthy people, they didn't need to go to work, didn't need to open the shop, and they had properties or whatever, so they could sleep in, go to a later minyan. But they do get up in the morning. When they get up, that's called Uva Kumecha. The time you rise up in the morning, that is the time for Kriya Shema. And the Chazal Koveya, that is Shalosh Shoyes Bayon. 3 hours in the morning, that's the cutoff for Shema. Now we know there's 2 days how to be Mechashev these 3 hours. You've got the Mogen Avraham who says, we split the day into 12 parts. And the day begins at Alois HaShacha, at dawn, and it goes till Tzeis HaKechov, until the stars come out. So it's a long day, from the earliest time to the latest time. And therefore now, today, I had a look on the MH Luach, today the Mogen Avraham's time finishes at 7:38 a.m. Finishes then. That's the end of the time, according to the Mogen Avraham. According to the Gaon, the day's a bit shorter. Why? Because we start counting from Netzach Hamah, from already when the sun comes up. You can start seeing the sun, that's Netzach Hamah, and it finishes at Shkia Netzach Hamah. So the day finishes at Shkia. That's, Shkia is sunset. No, it's not. It's 9:03.
I'm sorry.
9:03. Right? Yeah, you're getting close. 9:03 is according to the Gaon. That is the end of the Zman for saying Kriya Shema. And so the day is a lot shorter. The day only starts from Nates and it finishes at Shkia. So according to the Gaon, you can't daven Mincha after Shkia because that's night. Right? Because that's when the day finishes. But that's a separate Shmuz. Question is, who do we pass good night? So there's days in the Pesach.
9:03
today. Tomorrow maybe 9:04, but you know, can sleep in. Yeah. Oh, maybe Shkia could be 9:41. Yeah, very good, Moshe. You're right, Moshe. You're 100%. Shkia is probably 9:41. Yeah. Very good, Moshe. Very good. Yeah, correct. He's very good with the cheshbonis, you should know. Okay, so now there's days in the Paskim, and who do we Paskim like? The Mogen Avraham or the Gaon? Here we go like Mogen Avraham, and you think, well, it's a Deraisa, Sobi Deraisa the Chumma. You think you have to go up early. Says the Mishnah, says the Igus Moshe, no. In Chelekal of Simenchof Dalet, he writes that all the places where he was in Vilna, in Europe, he says, they all Paskin like the Gaon. He says, and many Rishonim hold like him, and the Gaon is Basra, and his Kimol of Kol Olam, Shu Godol Tuva V'Oil Achria, V'Alocha Kebasra. So he says, the Ikka Din Alocha is like the Vilna Gaon, and he says, Bifrat, Shagam Agraz Soiva came, the Shulchan Ocharav agrees 100% with the Gaon on this. They disagreed over a bit of chassidus, you know, a little bit of it, but Shukriya Shema, mamish the same, they held the same halacha. And therefore he says, Roi lachriya kabasro, like the Gaon. He says, only there are yechidim who are machmirim ka Mogen Avraham. Right? As we know, for some people, choshvi yidin. And it's like brought down in the Divrei Yatziv, Paskin is machmir, like the Mogen Avraham. And the Sfaradim, they also paskin like the Mogen Avraham Lechumra, like it's brought down in the Chidah, in Teshuvah Chaim Sha'al Chele Bei Simon Lamaches, Ois Ayin, in that Teshuvah there's like 70 or 90 or so, little shtiklich. So in Ois Ayin he writes, Kos of Shekein Poshta Ha'ayro B'chol HaMekoymos, like the Mogen Avraham. Now the reason is very easy to say. Because he lived, Chaim Shali, he lived in Italy or wherever. The Chidor, he lived in Eretz Yisrael, actually. The Chidor was in Eretz Yisrael. And in Eretz Yisrael, it's, they're not narrower, the difference. You know, we don't have such a vast difference like we have here. Here it's over like nearly an hour and 20 minutes. So now in 25 minutes. There is a lot closer, so it's not too bad to be Machmir, because the distance isn't as great. But here in Northern Europe, says Igles Moshe, that they did sleep in a bit, you know, and the Paschal lamb they got. Now, there's a very interesting thing I saw in the Minchas Arosa, the Mun Katcha, in Chelek Aleph Siman Samech Tes. Up till now, we've been speaking about Shoois Zemanios. That means in the winter, the short hours, in the summer, the long hours. So we've got a problem now in the summer, the very long hours, but it's a very, very long day. So Sosimah Kirishma is like 9 in the morning. You go in the winter time, it's already moved to 10 o'clock in the morning, right? So he brings down the Munkacha, a very interesting thing. When it comes to Kriya Shema, we paskin Shavois, Shavois. The day's an equal day. An hour's an hour, and you can daven Kriya Shema up to 9 Azega. That's 3 hours. The day starts 6 in the morning, finishes 6 at night. So you've got 3 hours in the day, it's 9 o'clock. Keep 9 o'clock. Whatever it says on the Lach, Shavois, Shavois.
What? What day is that?
That's what he calls is a day on the clock. And what's the Svara? He brings that from a lot of people. He brings the Pnei Yoshua, he brings the Lechem Shemaim from Yaakov Emden, he says this, and also Chassam Sofer says it as well. And now what does the Chassam Sofer say? When you've got a Svara that you can follow, or the Yaakov Emden says it, but I'm sure as well. When you've got a svara, then you can change your hours into hours we have on the clock. And he says like this: when did the kings get up? He says they got up the same time, whether it was summer or winter.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Why isn't it 9 o'clock?
Yeah, 9 o'clock is 3 hours in the day.
You can't daven 6 o'clock in the morning in winter.
You can't daven. No, no, you can't. No, because he says it's when the B'nai Melachim get up. You can't have at 6 in the morning for Shimon Esra. But he says it's more than get, obviously, in the summertime. No, summertime here for us.
For us.
We can keep 9 o'clock.
Fixed time.
9 o'clock is a fixed time. It brings many riots, many riots. But he says he's masking that are many dinim. Where we do Paschal Shavuos Zemanios, Pesach and things like this, there are times that we do go Shavuos Zemanios, but when there's a Svara Mochrachas, which he claims that is, that the B'nai Melachim, they go at the same time, you know, they're not bothered whether it's dark or light or whatever, they don't look at the clock, they look at when they get up, right? So that's all one thing. Now, without going into too much detail, the Shaila is like this, and it's a big problem. Because we're supposed to say Birchas Kriya Shema with Shema. The Birchas Kriya Shema aren't exactly on Shema, but they're connected to Shema, because the Chachamim and Mesakein, in Baboike you do two before, one after, in the night time, two before, two after. So we say in the morning, Yotam, Oirois, and Abba Abba, and at the end we say, Goal Yisrael. These brachos are Midrabbanon connected to Kriya Shema. Midrabbanon. So he brings down a day, this is the pre-Yitzchak. The pre-Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Blaza, in Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph, long Teshuvah right at the beginning, he lived in St. Petersburg, you know, the era Bira of Russia, and they had the same problems with the timing as we do. But he says like this, what's going to be? Shabbos morning, let's say. The Sibur davens late. What should you do? Davens late, start at 9:15. And we just said, even with the Munkacha, you got till 9 o'clock, right? Now according to the Goan, you got 9:03. Okay, Shkayach. But 9:05, you come to Kriya Shema at 10 o'clock in the morning, say Birchas Kriya Shema, it's all after this man. He paskins like this. It's not good enough saying it before. Because saying it before, you can say that you've got to say the whole of Shema before for the Deraisa din. But you've got to do Abonadika din to say the brachas. And one of the brachas afterwards is got Ad Yisrael. And you've got a mitzvah to be Sevach Gula Lit Filah. So how are you going to do it? You know, he paskins. You've got to get up earlier, daven the whole of Shachris, everything, be yechidus, and not go to shul after, not to say it in shul. Pre Yitzchak Blaza. The long teshuvah is very well worth going through it. I'll just finish off what he says. He says, the fiza hari nir gam ke midivri agro, the im atzibu misagvim melikos kriyashima adachas mano, sorich likos kriyashima bismano bevechoisero, velisbuch gul litfila bisman kriyashima, o mimele yispal gam kein beyechidos. And that's hey nam kelovi yoko. Daven the whole thing early. Right, it's good.
Right.